At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. Hope everybody's having a great Memorial Day weekend, and please remember those that paid the ultimate sacrifice in service to our country, to our military. We'll talk a little bit more and make sure everyone understands what this weekend truly means, because it seems like of late there seems to be a little confusion between Memorial Day and Veterans Day that actually occurs November 11, but more of that later in the program. We've got a lot of fun holiday weekend, fun time. No better place to go than Port Aransas, Texas, and we're going to visit with Ann Vaughn. We affectionately call her Queen Ann, the president and CEO of the Port Aransas Chamber of Commerce. Give you a little insight beyond what we normally talk about when we talk about Port Aransas. You know, maybe you go fish and you catch all your fish early. Maybe something happens and a little Texas weather wrinkle comes in, and you're delayed from doing things on the beach or on the water, and there's lots to see and do. Plus, there's a lot of history to this coastal town. We're going to delve into things to do and really a place on the Texas coast that is hopping and lots of fun. Plus, we've got some news, so I've got it by myself this week. I need you to stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. This is Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join Don Armstrong and me for the Automotive Reporter. For over 13 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson flying solo this weekend, and I tell you what, I do appreciate you making this show a part of your weekend plans. It is Memorial Day weekend, Memorial Day on Monday, and a little history. We've got such rich history here in the United States as well as in the Lone Star State, but Memorial Day, and there's a confusion between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Memorial Day is a day of remembrance for those who have died in the service to the United States, whereas Veterans Day, which occurs November 11, is the day we honor all those that served in the military. And Memorial Day originally was called Decoration Day, and this goes back to just after the Civil War, and did not realize that Memorial Day was not officially recognized in different celebrations that took place around the country. Was officially recognized in 1967. That wasn't that long ago. Anyway, that is a little bit of the history. And for our southern states and friends, there have been other days that honored the Confederate war dead. Like in Texas, that date is January 19th. You never hear of that. In Louisiana, our friends to the east, is on Jefferson Davis' birthday, which is June 3rd. So a little history about Memorial Day. Not only do we remember those that gave their life, but also the families that have lost a loved one in the service to our country. In some international news, and our crack research department was at it, Bob Vance, our producer, we were kicking things around before the show started, and climate change has been such a hotbed or political football, if you would. Nobody knows what's right, what's wrong. You hear scientists say it's farce, Al Gore with his comments, but the UN is pushing, for these studies, and here is a statement that we found on investors.com, that website, and it's about the UN climate official, Ottmar Edenhofer, has admitted openly and freely what the entire climate change alarmist movement is all about. He said, "One has to free oneself from the illusion that international climate policy is environmental policy. This has nothing to do with the environmental policy anymore, with problems such as deforestation or the ozone hole." So what's all the fuss about? Well, he said, we redistribute de facto the world's wealth by climate policy. And interestingly, the next World Climate Summit in Cancun is actually an economic summit during which the distribution of the world's resources will be negotiated. And finally, he concludes by saying, this is the first time in the history of mankind that we are setting ourselves the task of intentionally, within a defined period of time, to change the economic development model that has reigned for at least 150 years since the Industrial Revolution. This is probably the most difficult task we've ever gotten ourselves, which is to internationally transform the economic development model for the first time in human history. Wow. Wow. Okay. You take that for itself. We've got some national news, outdoor related, although I think climate is pretty well outdoor related, don't you? This week, the National Rifle Association endorsed Donald Trump, plus reported that he now has exceeded the number of delegates necessary to be the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party. Interesting, if you missed it, interesting interview this week on Jimmy Kimmel Live with Donald Trump. He also has pledged to nominate a hunter to lead the Fish and Wildlife Service, reports Energy and Environment. The candidate's son, Donald Jr., has actively sought opportunities to interact with American hunters and anglers And for example, during the 2016 SHOT Show, both Trumps sat for an interview with Peterson's Hunting, and Donald Trump spoke at the Outdoor and Sportsman's Channel 16th Annual Outdoor Sportsman's Award. Interesting, and love it that a hunter will lead the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Our little friend, great shot, Kim Rohde, is headed to Rio. Five-time Olympic medalist Kim Rohde has guaranteed her quest for an unprecedented sixth Olympic game after winning the team nomination of women's skeet at the U.S. Olympic Trials for shotguns. In Tiller, Arkansas, Rohde, the defending gold medalist from the 2012 London Games, will be joined at the Rio de Janeiro Olympic Games this summer by Frank Thomas of Nebraska, who won the men's skeet competition. So pretty neat stuff as we move toward the Olympics. Here we are, the first or the last weekend in May, and coming up on Thursday, my calendar's correct. Actually, it is coming up on Wednesday of the coming week, is June 1st. And for all of y'all that love to fish offshore like I do, we have a paltry 9-day red snapper season. But our friends at the Sportsman Research Center down at the Hart Research Institute, Texas A&M Corpus Christi, came out with an app last year. It's called iSnapper. You can go to your app store and download it. Gives information on your craft. You know, you have to register, but then you're allowed to chronicle and upload your catch and harvest information. And what they're trying to do is come up with a more reliable way of determining what recreational anglers are doing. For those of you all that are camping this weekend, or those of you that are thinking about camping this summer, let me strongly suggest you go visit a website that I really enjoy for all your camping accessories, everything from windbreakers, sleeping bags, to tents and beyond, and that's Camping Max with 2X, Camping, CampingMaxx.com. Consistently, I'm finding they've got the lowest prices and some great, great deals. And if you look in the back of Texas Outdoors Journal and our Guides, Gear, and Getaway, there is a code that will give you some discounts. For you hunters that are going, you know, is September ever going to arrive and we can hunt again? Well, don't forget there are various hunting seasons available during the off season. But this surprised me. This snuck up on me. Usually we talk about this in August, but the big time Texas hunt entries are now on sale. You can go online to tpwd.texas.gov/buy entry, and, you know, over the summer months, spend a few bucks and enter. And last year, this is the package where you have the Texas Grand Slam that includes desert bighorn sheep, white-tailed deer, mule deer, and pronghorn. Well, anyway, last year's winner of the ultimate mule deer hunt, that's a separate prize package, Steve Knowles of Austin, was successful in taking the largest scoring deer ever harvested on Texas Parks and Wildlife Management Area. His massive muley scored 232 even, gross, and 226 and 2/8 net on the Boone and Crockett scoring system. Folks, that is just way cool. I mean, in my estimation, the ultimate antlered trophy is a mule deer. And to be able to take one that would make book in the state of Texas is beyond cool. I mean, that is awesome. Our state park system, God, what a great state park system we've got. And one of my all-time favorites. I mean, we've got so many, but one of my all-time favorites, and probably, I guess, would have to look at, is one of the senior members of the park system, simply because of what the Civilian Conservation Corps did back in the 40s, or in the 30s, I guess, actually. Garner State Park celebrates her 75th anniversary, and that is coming up Wednesday, June 1st, at the park's historic pavilion. And if you've never been to Garner, you really need to. The Frio River coming through, Mount Baldy that's out there. You've got cabins that you can rent. You can go the primitive route, and that's pretty special. The regulations helping to keep redfish bay seagrass healthy for the past 10 years has done good. For those of you that may have questioned it when the prop up, you know, drift or pole to prevent prop scarring. Well, reports after the first 10 years says now that there's been a 45% reduction in propeller scarring observed in the Redfish Bay State Scientific Area. And they said that equates to about 60 soccer fields, an annual gain of about 2.5 million in the Redfish Bay State Scientific Area as far as valued fishing area. Yesterday on Friday, we wrapped up a week of National Safe Boating Week. Here we are on a holiday weekend. What better time to remind everyone, wear your life jackets. Go buy an inflatable. If it's an adult other than a child, you can go with the inflatable types that use your kill switch. It is there for a reason. Should you fall and people go, oh, you know, it's not going to happen. Well, it happens, and you just need to do it. And if you're not using a kill switch, if you're not using life jackets, look at the pros. And bass tournaments are perfect. When they're making the run, they've got their life jackets on and the kill switch attached. And also keep a lookout for the other guy. And then finally on my list of all the things that are going on, it is wild. Memorial Day weekend, we are now on for the CCA Star Tournament. And don't go fishing. Please don't go fishing, because Harold and I will make fun of you if we find out who you are and you catch a tagged redfish and you're not entered. I mean, an $80,000 package, 60 redfish have been released in places where people fish. They want you to catch these fish. The first five have a Ford F-150 boat, motor, trailer package. It is going to be crazy this year in the speckled trout division. When we visited with Bill Kinney last week, he claimed double digit, and I think he's right. I think we're going to see some double digit speckled trout come in. Offshore, after the show last week, made a little run out in the state waters out of Packery Channel, and have not seen the seagrass starting to move in. Not seagrass, the sargassum, the seaweed patches coming in. We know that the shrimp season is shut down come about mid-July. The Gulf shrimp season will open up. So there'll be targets, lots to see and do. You can register online at startournament.org. Wow. All right, going to take a break. Then we'll hustle back. And we got the outdoor report headed your way.
America's best-selling truck, 39 years running, is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 39 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they will build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 39 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
This year, the 27th annual CCA Star Fishing Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit, has a special lure. Enter by April 29th and you're automatically entered in the early bird draw with a chance to win a Dartle 21-foot Scout, Mercury Motor, and McLean Trader package worth $40,000. Plus, you can still fish the tournament for over $1 million in scholarships and prizes from sponsors like Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Mercury Marine, Whataburger, Rio Ammunition, LV Building Products, Hot Tower Polaris. Enter by April 29th at participating Academy Sports and Outdoors, local bait camps, and marinas. Get information at participating Texas Ford Dealers or startournament.org. But hurry, because as the saying goes, the early bird gets the boat.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
Hi, it's time for the Outdoor Report here on Texas Outdoor News. And tell you what, it's a holiday weekend. Whether you're fishing on area lakes or on the coast, go early and late to beat the crowd. And, you know, also some better fishing. But let's get right to it. And we head to Amistad Reservoir, where fishing has been absolutely phenomenal for black bass. You've got rattle traps, jerk baits, crankbaits, topwaters, and soft plastics catching fish. And yellow catfish are good on trot lines and throw baits. Then we head to our power plant lakes in South Texas, where striped bass are good on brawny, on liver and perch off the points. On Calaveras, you've got blue catfish that are good on liver and cut bait near the 181 Cove. Coletta Creek, black bass fishing continues to be good on that reservoir. White spinner baits and perch-colored rattle traps have been catching fish. Crappie are also good on minnows. Then we go to Choke Canyon Reservoir, where black bass fishing is good on chartreuse rattle traps, shad-colored spinner baits. Crappie are good on minnows. Falcon Reservoir, black bass are good on watermelon spinner baits and shallow-running crankbaits. Then we go to Lake Brownwood. Black bass fishing has been good on red bug and watermelon red shaky heads with grande bass, baby rattlesnakes, and topwaters. Want to get over, where did it go, to make a mention to folks up in that part of the world as Lake Coleman continues to come up, and we're going to be giving you some reports on that water body conditions warrant. But there's another lake in the western part of the state that has water. Lake Buchanan, we're going right to the hill country, where the best fishing has been for channel catfish on shrimp and cut bait. On Lake LBJ, crappie have been good on minnows and peak tube jigs over brush piles. And then, boy, this is amazing, Lake Travis. Nothing really exciting fishing-wise, but it's 2 1/3 feet high. And over in the Piney Woods, well, Lake Conroe, the catfishing has been good on stink bait and shrimp. Lake Fork, crappie good on minnows and jigs. Catfish are good on trot lines. Lake of the Pines, just give you a water report here, 11 foot high, we're still dealing with water there. Sam Rayburn Reservoir, catfish are good on trot lines, bait with live bait. Toledo Bend, crappie are good on minnows and pink tube jigs over baited holes. Brim are good on crickets and night crawlers. Folks, if you got little kids, go get you help. Let them help you catch those crickets or some night crawlers. And even if it's a cane pole with a bobber, I mean, what fun. What fun. We've got on Lake Bastrop, black bass fishing is good on chartreuse crankbaits and spinner baits. Looking around the region, we've got good white bass fishing on Palestine, and catfish are good on trot lines. Richland Chambers, crappie are good on minnows. Lake Somerville, another water report for you, 10 foot high. And that's just crazy. Lake Tewakinee, crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Catfish are good on trot lines. Kind of see a similar pattern here where you've got you've got bass fishing taking a back seat to crappie and catfish. All right, let's head to the coast, where O-Reliable Captain Randy Foreman on Sabine Lake says fishing the south end of the lake on reefs has produced good fish to 5 pounds, best on an incoming tide. Also, birds are working the south end of the lake and they're working their way north as the shrimp move. Also, redfish mixed in under the birds, working early and late in the afternoon. Flounder fishing has been good on the Louisiana shoreline. Sabine Channel best on an outgoing tide. Captain Nathan Bebout, if you missed this week's Fox Sports Outdoors Southwest, he fished with my buddy Barry Stokes, and it's featuring Cedar Bio. Good fish. Nathan sent me a report earlier in the week that they caught and released like 65 trout right at the mouth of Cedar Bio that were all in the 19 to 22-inch range. Good, solid fish. Captain Alan Sifford, Fish on Guide Service, still working the King Ranch shoreline and the grass beds. Captain Hincho Gutierrez Jr. out of Port Isabel, long bar, has trout mostly on the north end, hitting live croaker, topwaters, plastics, and cut baits, and also south of the gas wells, good for trout and scattered reds. All right, now, if you have a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal, turn to the last page, and every month you're going to find our fishing and hunting times. And this weekend, as well as on Monday, this weekend on Saturday, it's a good day. Sunday and Monday are two of our best days of the week. Tuesday plummets to pour. Wednesday is a fair day. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and next Sunday are a quartet of good days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from well before sunrise until mid-morning. Then by Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin during the early morning hours right after sunrise and continue until the early afternoon hours. Times continue to adjust on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with game being active from mid-morning to mid-afternoon. And next Sunday, times further adjust with game becoming active right before the noon hour and continuing until late afternoon. On the coast this weekend, Saturday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide. Sunday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Monday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Then Tuesday through next Sunday are a string of days with a double tide schedule. And if you didn't get it, get to a newsstand and pick up the brand new copy of the June issue. They may still have a May left over. And if you miss it, you can always call the office at 1-800-222-4TOJ, and we'll be happy to get you a copy of current issue or a back issue you may have missed. On the hunting scene through May 31st, the East Texas squirrel season in 51 counties. And then, folks, what we've got as far as the designated season runs through August 31st. That's the javelina season in the South Zone. Next week, we will start our countdown to September 1 when the annual dove seasons open up. Wow. All right, lots going on, lots more to talk about. Our guest, Ann Vaughn, President and CEO of the Port Aransas Chamber of Commerce, will be joining us. It's Island Time on Texas Outdoor News.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation. Plus, glass smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
The weather's warmed, winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saluna and tide tables, as well as updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal let hunters know of off-season opportunities as well as how to improve one's skills. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas in an annual competition held by the Texas Outdoor Writers Association. No other publication can make a similar claim. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
Ah, that's 18 consecutive years of being named the top major outdoor publication in Texas. Real proud to pass that information on to you. And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. And it is group participation. I know Harold's not here, but we're gonna struggle ahead as we gather around the radio, as we do every week. Join me and say, hey, Portay. That's Port Aransas on Mustang Island, surrounded by pristine bays, estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Port A is truly the fishing capital of Texas. Come fish, golf, and play Texas Island style. And I tell you what, we're going to get neck deep in information on having fun on Mustang Island and Port Aransas in just a moment. But one of the best things you can do to start planning your vacation is go to their website. You open a website and it's just fun. And it's informative. Everything you need to know at portaransas.org. And then if you got questions, they've got friendly staff that can help you. You can give them a call at 800-45-COAST. And when you call, be sure and say, hey, Portay. I'll tell you what, everybody knows the passion that I have for the mid-coast of Texas. And certainly my fondness for Port Aransas. And there is a lady that... we've known each other for a while now. She is the president and CEO of the Port Aransas Chamber of Commerce. And let me tell you, the marketing effort that that group does is the envy of other chambers across the Lone Star State. And I'm talking about Ann Vaughn. We affectionately call her Queen Ann, joins us on Texas Outdoor News. Ann, welcome back to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you very much. What a lovely introduction.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I mean, we're friends, but you also know, and I say this off air and just one-on-one, that I think you do a great job. And Port A has a couple of different complexions, or a number of different complexions to it. I love it during the off-season when we kind of have the island to ourselves, but like right now, holiday weekend, heading into summer, and just lots and lots of people. And for those like yourself that live on the island, you kind of go, wow, you know, there's a lot of people down here. But there's a certain synergy, and that vibrance can be felt all up and down the island. Wouldn't you agree?
I certainly do agree. We just keep getting busier and more popular as each day passes, and this weekend is absolutely no exception.
Well, you have already had a busy year with some of the festivals. I mean, the Whooping Crane Festival, Sand Fest. You know, now we're looking ahead to fishing tournaments, and every week, I don't believe it's just one. I mean, you've got several tournaments going on, don't you?
Yes, there can be anywhere from one to three tournaments each weekend, some of which we're not even aware of, but of course we try to find out about most of the big ones and encourage people to get involved in them. So this weekend we have the Pechanga tournament, and next weekend is the Take a Kid Fishing CCA.
You still with me? Uh-oh, I think she dropped off. Well, I tell you what, you know what? We're up against the mid-portion of the program anyway, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll reconnect with Ann Vaughn and continue more of Texas Outdoor News right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News. Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural Texas have had a trusted financial resource in Capital Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
financing Texas for 100 years.
Tell you what, we may be in the summer, we may be talking fishing, but we need to be practicing getting ready for hunting seasons. And the best place to go get your hunting and shooting stuff, Carter's Country, all four locations in the greater Houston area. And as we amass more firearms, we need gun safes. Need to keep the stuff safe. American Security Gun Safe, ELOC 11 gun interior, fire rated. It's on sale, $599.97, with all the rain we've had in Texas. Certainly have a bunch of mosquitoes, and the Thermacell mosquito repellent is something you ought to pick up. It is on sale for $21.97. If you're going to the range, need some muffs, Walker Game Ear. Compact, low profile, they're brand new, $39.97. And for those of y'all that shoot 9mm, how about Remington's 350-round range bucket, $89.97, and this is new factory ammo. Just some of the great deals at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961. Well, I think we've reconnected. We're working on reconnecting. I'm getting a notice with Ann Vaughn, the Port Aransas Chamber of Commerce. And Ann, have you rejoined us?
Yes, I've rejoined you. You know, what can I say? We live on an island, and sometimes the communication lines get a go a little crazy down here. So yeah. I apologize.
That's part of the excitement of being around Port A.
That's right.
You know, we're talking
never a dull moment.
Absolutely, we talk about the growth, and some people may not realize that. Port Aransas has not always been known as Port Aransas. There was another name to y'all's fair city, right?
Well, actually, there have been a couple of other names of our fair city.
Okay.
As you know, it was inhabited by the Caracalas, and but tarpon fishing was extremely popular here way back in the late 1800s. And so it initially was called Tarpon.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1910, we became Port Aransas, even though we are actually, the pass between, the ship channel. But anyway, we've been Port Aransas since 1910. But initially, before that, we were also known as Ropesville.
As what?
Ropesville.
And that's a new one on me. Wow.
That's a new one on you.
Yeah.
We were first known as Ropesville, and back in 1888, and then we became Tarpon in 1896, and then in 1910, we became Port Aransas.
Well,
and were incorporated in 1911.
Wow. Well, the growth has been phenomenal, and we talk about all the people, but you all have had an improvement to help move people. You've got sidewalks and curbing, and you've expanded down Allister with two lanes in each direction and a turning lane, so we can move through town a little bit easier. And people are, that may have not known this, there's two ways to get to Port A. You can take the ferry out of Aransas Pass, run down the ferry road, cross the ditch, as the local people. Or do y'all call it the ditch or the creek?
I call it the creek.
Which is...
It always has water in it. Sometimes the ditches don't always have water in it.
Well, the creek is actually the Corpus Christi ship channel as it goes past Port Aransas. But you can get to the island that way. Or you can run 361 down to North Padre Island and go over the JFK Causeway. But the highway department is going to be going through an expansion. Now, don't pucker up, people, because we're still going to have a lane in each direction as this work continues. So it's not any different than now. But ultimately, we're going to have, is it two lanes in each direction, Ann?
Unfortunately, no, not two lanes, but there will be passing lanes, and hopefully it will be a much safer route than it is now. But we definitely are going to be in construction for probably the next couple of years from Access Road 2 into Port Aransas.
Well, I'll tell you what, for those folks that aren't country folks and don't understand that the shoulder in Texas is for you to move over from coming traffic, that's those passing lanes are going to be nice and will continue to help move traffic on down Mustang Island. One of the things that I set up early in the program, talking about the great fishing that everybody knows, whether it's inshore or offshore out of Port Aransas, sometimes we go out and we have a great day and we catch our limit of fish and we're done and we come back in. Now what are we going to do? Or, you know, that Texas weather, if you don't like it, wait a minute. It's going to change. Maybe something comes up, a summer storm, and your fishing trip is delayed or blown out. Things to do. There's a lot of history and a lot of places, shops to go and spend some time in Port Aransas. Give us some highlights, Ann.
Well, of course, if the weather is seasonable, you can take a dolphin watch trip, or you can parasail, or you can skydive, or you can windsurf, or just spend time on the beach. As you said, shopping, we have a great variety of wonderful, unique specialty shops here on the island. The museum is very popular and very interesting, and you can find out the whole entire history of Port Aransas. That's actually a house that was, for those who may not remember Sears Roebuck, but it was a kit house that was brought to the island and lived in by the original family, the Mercers, and then by other families throughout the up until about 5 years ago, and it was sold and donated to the Preservation Society. It's now a museum. The Farley Boat Works has been resurrected, and also by the Historical Association, and that is a very interesting place to visit, and you can actually purchase and build your own Farley boat if you would like. Variety of wonderful restaurants, probably some of the best on the entire coast of Texas. There's just, it doesn't end as to the things that there are to do here.
Well, if I can take my outdoor hat off for a moment and put my real estate hat back on, y'all have seen some phenomenal growth, and the growth continues. It seems like, I get excited to see growth and what's taking place on the island, but there's dirt being moved, there's streets and infrastructure being put in. This is a very vibrant community that continues to move on down south along Mustang Island. What are some of the new things that you're seeing and that city government is passing on to the chamber saying this is on the horizon for us?
Well, the city has been extremely proactive and extremely progressive in keeping up with the infrastructure needs with regard to sidewalks, as you mentioned, getting, all new drainage. Our water system here is among the, actually, the best in the state because our water district is so proactive and has kept up with the growth.
You mean you didn't have a water boil recently? I mean, you all were immune to that?
We were totally immune to that, and our water is just wonderful. So come on down. So, the water to drink and also the water to play in out in the Gulf that surrounds us. But the real estate, what I failed to mention a while ago is we have a fabulous Arnold Palmer designed golf course out at Palmia. Lots of new development. Just the different developments are almost too numerous to mention. But we are expanding toward the south. And the other thing that there is to do is all of our wonderful nature preserves that have been enhanced and improved and really preserved. The amount of people that we have here, we have probably more wildlife areas where you can just go and observe nature than many places in the entire.
Did we lose her again? We lost her again. All right, I tell you what. Let me go ahead and wrap things up because we're just about out of time with this interview segment. Go to their website, PortAransas.org. Great website. Again, the phone number, 1-800-45-COAST. You can visit with an area a volunteer to help plan your trip. And there really is a lot going on in Port A, and I know that you will enjoy yourself. Just to give you an idea, recently when Corpus Christi had their water boil, I've got a place that is served by Corpus Christi water. I drink iced tea all the time. In order to have iced tea for breakfast, I drove down Mustang Island to Port A just to have breakfast. I know I may be crazy, but you know that's what's going on. It has a pulse. It has a heartbeat. It is the fishing capital of Texas. It is Port Aransas, and we want to thank Ann Vaughn for joining us here on Texas Outdoor News. All right, y'all stick around. When we come back, got the outdoor calendar for you, plus a little bit more.
You get 12 people around a table and you'll have 24 opinions. That's just the way folks are. We've each got our favorite parks, favorite bars, favorite barbecues, and we're not exactly shy when it comes to our opinions. However, this year, the Texas Auto Writers Association got together at the Texas Truck Rodeo and agreed on not one thing, but several things. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit 4x4 is the midsize luxury sport utility of Texas. The Cherokee Trailhawk is the compact SUV of Texas. The Renegade Trailhawk is the compact crossover utility vehicle of Texas. And the Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon Hard Rock is the off-road utility vehicle of Texas. It should be no surprise that all it would take was a few Jeep brand vehicles to impress a table full of Texas auto riders. See the most awarded SUV lineup in Texas at your local Jeep dealer. The Jeep brand lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News, and beginning June 1st and running through, it's 12:01 is when it ends a.m. on the 10th. That's 9 days, the federal red snapper season in the Gulf of Mexico. Federal water limits, 2 fish per day per angler. Minimum length is 16 inches. If you are an archery enthusiast or if you want to get into archery, June 2nd at LBJ State Park in Stonewall, the annual archery clinic. Learn to improve your archery skills with this free clinic. For information, 830-644-2252. Fishing with a ranger at A. Inks Lake State Park there in Burnett, June 3rd. And for information, 512-793-4689. Next Saturday, June 4, is National Fishing Day, and a number of state parks we'll have free seminars and fishing opportunities for beginners to try out fishing or take a friend fishing. The Sea Center Texas in Lake Jackson, the Texas Freshwater Fishery Center in Athens are just two locations that have those things going on. And then, you know what? Why don't you go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck? Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 39 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. One of the great things about going to Carter's Country, one of the four locations in the greater Houston area, is walking in and knowing that the person behind the counter is going to be able to assist you with your shooting needs. Great staff of individuals, very, very knowledgeable. And whether you are accessorizing or wanting to make a new gun purchase, whether it's for personal carry or hunting purposes, they're there to help you. And Carter's always has sales going on. As we move toward hunting season, maybe you want to put some new glass on that rifle for deer season. The Leupold 16 is a 3x9x40. It's on sale at $199.97. It's a hell of a scope. It's a Leupold. Nikon's P223 Tactical is designed for the 5.56, 3x9x40mm. It, too, is on sale for $199.97. And if you're looking for some carry or personal protection, look at the Glock, the Model 23, the G3, polymer frame, 40 caliber, U.S. made, $498.97. Just some of the great deals at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961. Want to thank our guest today. Had a little telephone line problems, but Ann Vaughn, President and CEO of the Port Aransas Chamber of Commerce, giving us an overview of what's going on island time-wise there on Mustang Island. Next week, you'll want to tune in as we will be in the midst of red snapper season and Robin Rikers, Texas Parks and Wildlife Director's, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's Coastal Fisheries Director will be joining us, and we'll get an update on that red snapper issue. Y'all be safe this weekend. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Bill Olson signing off. See you next week with more Texas Outdoor News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.